and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on episode 21, we'll be discussing mortgages and how to make the most of your money. This way you can be sure about the house, or have a sure house. Feed the Pig podcast, applying for a mortgage. Welcome back, Catherine. All the true diehard Feed the Pig podcast listeners will remember Catherine from, yes, our very first episode where she came in to talk to us about her student loans.
Just like yesterday.
It was. So give me an update. How are things going with your student loans? Are you getting them paid off? Or were some of the things you took out of that podcast record?
It was very helpful. Definitely making some serious dent in my loans. We had talked about, you know, I was just writing a check every month and you had mentioned how you were doing yours. You have it automatically taken out of your bank account, and I moved to that process, and because of that I got my interest rate lowered a little bit, so I am feeling good about it. I definitely know they're going to be paid off soon, so it feels good.
Very good.
So I'm looking to bring on more debt.
And so that's why we're here today, to talk about applying for a mortgage. And as always, we have Jordan Amon, who's a CPA here in New Jersey, joining us on the line. Jordan, again, thanks for being here.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Catherine. How are you?
Hello.
All right. So Catherine's back for more punishment here on the Feed the Pig podcast. She wants to know about mortgages. Where would you like to start, Catherine?
Just with the basics. I have, you know, for a while now, I've been thinking that you know, I'm ready to buy a home, and really just don't even know where to begin with the mortgage process. What do I need to have in order to apply for one? What things should I be bringing together and keeping in mind as I go through this process?
Jordan?
The actual application process for a mortgage is, you know, there's a lot to consider. And the first is, you know, just understanding the things that the lender is going to look at, and that's, they're going to look at your credit history. Are you someone that's, you know, a good risk for them to lend a large sum of money to? Does that means, do you pay your bills on time? Do you have a lot of other debt that you need to service that may prohibit you or impair your ability to pay back the loan? Meaning, do you have student debt, as we talked about, credit card debt, auto loans? You know, they're only going to loan you a certain amount of money overall based on your ability to pay that back. Another thing that they're going to look at is your employment history. If you've been at your job only a short period of time, they may ask to see, you know, information from a previous employer to make sure you have a steady employment history, and you know, just to make sure that you're a good risk for them to give money to.
What about some of the basic requirements for purchasing a home? Now, I know when I did it, there was different ideas because the housing market was very different than it is today. What are some of the things, requirements that she should be looking at as far as preparing herself for the getting the mortgage?
Well, one of the first things you need to do is you're going to have to have saved up some money to make a down payment. You know, in prior periods of time, it used to be, you know, 20% was a rule of thumb. Then we went through this whole crazy period before the subprime mess where, you know, you were able to buy homes with very little down, and now it's kind of regulating itself back to, you know, more standard measures. So, you know, you're going to have to show that you have the ability to make to put up a down payment. You're going to have to show that you have the ability to repay, you know, repay the loans. And you're also going to have to show that, you know, your credit history. Again, it comes back to those few things that you're going to need to start pulling together. So if your time frame is in 6 months, you know, make sure that you're showing that you're not missing any payments over the next 6 months. Make sure that you have, you know, you're not job hopping. You know, different things like that that you can do to make sure you show up as a good credit risk.
So I guess another thing I need to do too is sort of look at what I can afford to spend on a home, and then figure out, you know, 20% of that and make sure that's in the bank already before I even start the process of a mortgage. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily the 20%, but what I'd like to hit on that you said was, you know how much you can afford. And maybe in a previous podcast we might have talked about this, but just because someone's going to lend you an amount of money doesn't mean that you can afford it. So knowing ahead of time what you can afford on a monthly basis and how that extrapolates out to how much house you can buy is really a great way to go beginning the process. Because, you know, if you fall in love with a house that you can't afford, you know, you could wind up in a bad place.
Now, I have a friend who lives out in California and was able to get an incredible deal on a foreclosed home. But, there's, in the neighborhoods I've been looking, there's been one or two homes on the market that are sort of in a similar situation. I was wondering, though, that I know there's some risks involved. Is there anything I should be looking for or questions I should be asking that are special to foreclosed homes?
There are some things to be aware of. You know, there's all different types of foreclosures. You know, there's often times where, you know, you can buy it at an auction, and at an auction you may get a tremendous deal on the house, but you may have to buy it sight unseen, meaning you haven't been able to have a home inspection done, so you don't know what sort of, you know, damage may be inside. And, you know, the reason there might be damage is if someone knows they can't afford their house and they're figuring out a way to try and get out from under it, or they're afraid that the bank's going to come in and take it from them, they may be, you know, less apt to care for it and take care of things. So although you may be able to get a big discount on something, there may be some risks of repairs and things that you'll need once you get inside the house. You know, so there are definitely some things to, you know, to be wary of, but you also can get a great deal on a foreclosed home. And what it comes down to is understanding the home market and understanding what, you know, what the houses in the neighborhood are worth, and, you know, what does this really represent a good deal.
What exactly is a pre-foreclosure home? I've heard that expression two or three times in the news recently.
Pre-foreclosure means a foreclosure is imminent and they're trying to sell the house at less of a deep discount, so maybe 10% less or 20% off the original market value to avoid getting foreclosed on. And, you know, so the owner is trying to, they know they're going to have to take a hit, and they're trying to sell it and avoid going through the process of foreclosure.
So that's a little less risky, perhaps, but not as good a deal potentially as buying a foreclosed home.
Right. But it also may, you may have the opportunity to have an inspection, and it may be a more typical, you know, home buying process from that standpoint than buying at an auction.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. Don't forget to join us for our next episode, because it's going to be round two of the financial literacy quiz. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Pulitzer, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you're looking for even more information on financial literacy, visit www.360financialliteracy.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.